Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we finished verses 14 through 17. So listen as we start with chapter 5, verses 18 through 21 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in John chapter 5. Today we'll begin with verse 18, and we'll just continue until we finish the chapter. No more breaks until we get into a new study, and so don't miss out on that as well. But today we start, and over the next few weeks, couple of weeks here, try to finish out the book of 1 John. And let me also remind you that if there's any portion of 1 John that you missed and you'd like to hear it, you can go to our website. Our announcer gives that to you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. And it's centralbaptistocala.org. And we'd love to have you go there and click on, or you can go to our sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist. All that one word, and you can go straight there. Click on the Sermons by Bible on our site, and it'll have all the book of 1 John, and you can listen to it, what I've said, what others may have said, that preach from our pulpit. So I hope that you'll do that, and that it'll be a great blessing to you. Now, we also want to invite you to the National Sword of the Lord's Conference, as it is each year in North Carolina at Walkertown. And we'll be there at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina, which is near Winston-Salem. And the dates are July the 22nd through the 25th. On July the 22nd, it'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. And then the 23rd through the 25th, it'll be at 10 o'clock a.m. each morning. There'll be two speakers, and then at 7 o'clock each night. Again, Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. each night is two speakers as well. Hey, it's tremendous. They have all kinds of things there. Men buy suits at ridiculously low prices there, new suits. And then there are various Christian colleges. You're considering Christian colleges, you'll find a good fundamental Baptist college there at the Sword Conference. I'd encourage you to go to the conference and visit the various tables they have. You'll see missionaries, mission ministries, all kind, and they're all fundamental. That's the great thing about it. They're fundamental. They're straight down the line. The Sword of the Lord has a great book table with many things the sword offers. You won't want to miss out on that. And also, usually you can get things at just a little bit better price than you do any other time of year. So I would encourage you to go for that, but also the preaching. The preaching is great, and the music is great. I tell you what now. It is worth it. If you can't go, make sure your pastor and his wife goes. Ask your church to send the pastor and his wife to the National Sword of the Lord Conference, July the 22nd through the 25th in Walkertown, North Carolina, and get them a motel there. You can go onto the Sword of the Lord website and find out all about it and encourage them to go. My friend, I'm going to be there, Lord willing, and we'll have some of our people from our church there. And I hope that we'll see you there. And by the way, if you want to make just a little bit of a vacation out of it, either the day after the conference is over or something of that nature, you can go up the road just a little ways, about a 45-minute drive, and you'll end up at the birthplace of Andy Griffith. That little town is just kind of like going back to Old Mayberry. And my wife and I, we like to go back and visit there ever so often, and we find it is great. You'll also find for the pastor on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons at 1 o'clock, Dr. Shelton Smith. has his School of the Prophets. I've gotten more out of the School of Prophets than I did in college, and I went to a good Bible college, so it's not that the college was bad. This is just that good. And so your pastor will be greatly helped by it. Preachers, don't miss out on that. Don't miss out on that at all. So let me encourage you to go there. Well, let's go to our Bibles now, and let's open up the Word of God, and let's start by looking at 1 John chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. Now, what I want to do is just read all of these verses to finish out the chapter, and then we'll start breaking them down one by one. In verse 18 of 1 John chapter 5, and I hope you have a good King James Bible, because we do some word studies as we go throughout a book of the Bible, and so we might as well use the translation that uses the right text, the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text. And by the way, those are preserved. God preserved them, said he would, and he's preserved them, and they're for us today, so you don't have to worry about, can I trust the Word of God? If we've got it, and you can trust. Now in verse 18, he says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Now that's the rest of the chapter verses, and the end of the book. So let's now look at these things here as we get into it. Now, right there, starting off in verse 18, the first two words, we know. We pointed out in verse 15 that has a connotation for the local church in the word we, and we as the local church know. So when you see the words we know, and when you see words such as ye and you, and that's Y-E and Y-O-U. When you see ye and you in the scriptures, they're actually plural. And yet, they are very personal, as if to one person only. And, you know, I found that to be true, that in preaching God's Word, you prepare a sermon, and it can go to the entire congregation, and yet one person feel like, that preacher prepared that sermon for me. It's only for me, and he knew all about it, and he went after my head. Okay. That's not true. I don't think that you could say that's true of any of us, that if we're going to be true to the Word and preach it as it is, to men as they are, just preach the Word. I tell you what, the Word of God is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the Word of God is really hits us hard, doesn't it? But a sermon may be addressed, or something in the Bible that's addressed to the entire congregation, and yet they say you, so that you can also listen to that personally as a message from God. We know. That we is referring to us as a group, a local church group. Our text gives us seven things in these closing verses that we know. So that's what we want to start looking at here, are these seven things we know. Now, some people in some of these things will say, I wonder who he's talking about. I remember in the first church that I pastored, a man came by, visited, and I think somebody knew him, but they really hadn't invited him to come that day or anything like that. And the guy just showed up in church and with his wife. And I preached the sermon that day, and after the sermon, he said, can I talk to you privately when you get done? They're shaking hands there at the end of the service. I said, sure. So we went to the side, and he said, did somebody tell you about me? I said, sir, I've never met you, and no, nobody's told me a thing about you. He says, you're sure? I said, well, sure. Nobody said it. He said, about everything you said was right at me, because it's been true of me. I says, well, that might have been God speaking to you, not me. But I said, no, nobody here said something to me about you, only that God laid this message on my heart. Well, the man got some things right with God at that time. Now, I say that because the Word of God is personal, and yet it is for everyone. So again, we looked at that first verse, and he says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself from that wicked one, and that wicked one touches him not. Now, there are people that teach sinless perfection in this life. No, we all sin. When Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, actually, what the Greek shows us is that we continually come short of the glory of God. And even after we're saved, that's why we often have to come right back on a daily basis asking God for forgiveness. As Christ told his disciples, how often should I forgive my brother that trespassed against me? Seven times. The Lord said 70 times seven. And so, again, we have to understand that we do sin daily. But when he says born of God, that was so important that he said, we know that whosoever is born of God, born of God. Why is that important? Because now it is referring to our new nature. We now have a new nature, born of God. Now look, that new nature sinneth not. We have an old nature in us. And there's a constant fight going on in there. Now, we don't want to give in to that old nature, but too often we do. We now belong to Jesus. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. You see, we were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. So in Romans chapter 7, verses 19 through 25, I think we get an idea of what he's talking about. The new nature sinneth not, but that old nature does. For the good, and this is the Apostle Paul, writing down what the Holy Ghost has told him to write about himself personally. He says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil, which I would not, that I do. Have you ever been there? You said, man, I'm not going to do that again. You know, that's bad. I won't do that again. And you end up doing it. Then there's something good that you say, man, I'm going to do that. Man, okay, I'm going to do that this week. Some reason or another, you end up not doing it. And the Apostle Paul had to wrestle with that. And the Holy Ghost says, now you write this down as I give you word for word about your zeal. So he goes on in verse 20 of Romans chapter 7, says, now if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth within me.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will